USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're now three-quarters of the way through the Democratic National Convention. The theme is a more perfect union. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's pick for vice president is Kamala Harris. She opened the night's virtual festivities. Before officially accepting the nomination for vice president, Senator Harris spoke about the importance of voting.
I know many of you plan to vote this year, but amidst the excitement and enthusiasm for this election, you've also heard about obstacles and misinformation and folks making it harder for you to cast your ballot. I think we need to ask ourselves, why don't they want us to vote? Why is there so much effort to silence our voices? And the answer is because when we vote, things change.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Food and Drug Administration has announced that food delivery service HelloFresh has recalled onions in its meal kits due to a potential salmonella contamination. HelloFresh said it was informed by one of its ingredient suppliers that it's conducting a voluntary recall of onions due to the potential presence of salmonella and encouraged customers to discard all onions received through July 31st. In its recall notice, HelloFresh noted that cooking the onions thoroughly at 165 degrees will kill the salmonella bacteria. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that there have been 869 cases of salmonella related to the recalled onions and that 116 people have been hospitalized. Last week, Spokane Produce recalled various salsa products made from onions related to the outbreak. The CDC advises if you have any onions in question, you should throw them away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. is sending millions of dollars to Iraq. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying Iraq is getting just over $200 million in aid for things like food and water. He announced the money from USAID during a briefing with Iraq's foreign minister.
We're committed to helping Iraq achieve economic prosperity, freedom from foreign meddling in its internal affairs, and improve relationships with its neighbors as well.
Pompeo says he can see the day in the not-too-distant future when American tourists can travel to Iraq and visit the country's historic sites. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Auto dealerships are making hay while the sun shines, that is, charging top dollar to take advantage of a temporary shortage of used vehicles.
If we paid you $15,000 for that truck last year, we would write a check for $20,000 this time this year.
Andrew Carbon-Lennon with CarMax, he continues on ABC's Good Morning America.
The quality of cars is declining because there's just not the inventory out there.
New vehicles are also in relatively short supply because consumer demand bounced back faster than auto production could recover from coronavirus-related business shutdowns in the second quarter. If you are selling your used car, Tom McDowell with AutoMatch.com says,
in some states, you get a tax break on a sales tax for that trade.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.